I found out my fiance was cheating on me on our wedding day. Yeah, no, not a week before, not months before, like hours before I was supposed to walk down the aisle. And if you thought I was gonna be the kind of girl that was gonna hide in the corner and cry about it, just cancel the wedding, no, could not be me. I was gonna make sure this man paid. So let me tell you how I got my revenge. I wake up the morning of my wedding surprisingly calm, no cold feet, no crazy wedding jitters, until I check my phone. And that's when I see I have a DM on Instagram from an account that I don't follow. And at this point, I think my biggest concern of the day is whether my curls are gonna hold during the ceremony. But when I open this message, I realize my concerns are a lot bigger than that. The message from this random girl reads, "Hey, so sorry, didn't realize he was engaged, but thought you would wanna know what your fiance did during his bachelor party." And there they are. There are literally almost 50 photos of my fiance and this girl kissing, looking like a couple, for tons of screenshots of texts between them laying out exactly what happened during his bachelor party, that they were spending that entire weekend together. I mean, the proof was irrefutable. He clearly cheated on me. And I'm not dumb. If he cheated on me like that on his bachelor party, he's definitely cheated before. I just haven't caught him. So I realized that I didn't even know who I was marrying. I was marrying a total stranger. And this girl definitely lied when she said that she didn't know he was engaged, because one of the text messages said, "There's no way that she's gonna find out, and this is my last taste of freedom." So yeah, she definitely knew he had a fiance and was about to get married. Why even lie? But whatever. My issue was with him, not with her, and I'm just glad that she told me before it was too late and I married the man. So I immediately go and show my best friend slash maid of honor all of these messages, and she's shocked. She's angry and upset, and she's like, "Okay, what are we gonna do? What is the plan? Are we running right now?" And I said, "Absolutely not. Give me my dress. It's time for me to put it on." And she is so confused because she assumed that I was gonna cancel the wedding, but no, that is not what I was gonna do. I sat her down and told her the plan that I had to get revenge on this man. And she was so in. I love her. So it's time for the ceremony. It's time for me to get married. And the ceremony space looks absolutely beautiful, better than I could have ever imagined. It was my dream wedding, except obviously not my dream man. He is up there looking like he just stepped out of a magazine ad. I start walking down the aisle and he is crying. I'm like, "Okay, you little faker. I don't believe any emotion you've ever expressed to me in our lives." During my fiance's vows, I am trying so hard to keep it together. If I wouldn't have known he cheated, I would have been in tears. They were beautiful, but knowing what he did, it was just comical. He was talking about how much he loved me, how he would always protect my heart. He would always support me. We were a team. He would always be loyal to me. Okay, really? How is he standing there with a straight face saying this to me? But I do, I keep it together. I just have a little soft smile on my face, like, the whole time. And I feel like he might've been a little confused why I wasn't crying, because I am a crier, but you know, he wasn't too suspicious at this point. But then it was time for me to give my vows, and that's where the real fun started. I started off my vows by saying, "Babe, standing in front of you right now, about to say I do to become your wife, there aren't a lot of words to express what I'm feeling. So I thought it would be best if I showed you." And right then, from behind us, a screen lowered and the projector turned on to play a presentation that my maid of honor and I created while we were getting ready. Yeah, I think you know where this is going. I continued by saying, "The reason I don't know what to say to you is because I don't know you. You're a stranger to me. I thought you were the love of my life, my soulmate, but really, you're just a pathological liar who almost forced me into a marriage while deceiving me. Who knows how many times you've cheated on me?" And as I'm saying all of this, the photos and text messages that that girl sent me were playing in the background. This man looked like he was going to projectile vomit everywhere. His family is all sobbing. My family is just shook. I told him I could choose to stand here and be devastated, but instead, I am so lucky I found out before it was too late, and I had a son with you and had to do everything in my power to make him turn out not just like you. I then turned to all the guests and say, "And we're still gonna celebrate that, because the food's already paid for, the open bar is paid for, so let's go celebrate." Turned to my fiance and said, "Yeah, not you, you're gonna go and never speak to me again, but the rest of us, we're gonna have a day." And I walked right down that aisle with all my bridesmaids following me. The guests were a little confused at first, but yeah, they ended up kind of following as well, and we all went to the reception, and I just pushed everything to the back, just pretended like everything was fine, because you know what? I didn't end up with that man. And I could have ended up marrying that man. Horrible. The next thing to decide is who I'm going to go on the honeymoon with, and I'm kind of thinking his best friend. He's always had a thing for me.